We are trying to concoct a scenario by which the Broncos could win this game. Troy Rank joins us now, our Denver 7 Broncos insider, presented by ROX Rocks Heating and Air. Do our scenarios have any possibility of being realized? In your opinion, Troy, the Broncos have lost 9 in a row against the Chiefs. Don't the law of averages at some point have to break in Denver's favor?
Yeah, it reminds me when I was covering the Rockies back in, I think it was 2002, and Clint Hurdle went to Rick White to face Mike Piazza, and Piazza at that point I think was 9 for 11 off Rick White, and White retired him with like runners at second and third, and I asked Clint, why did you go to White given that there was pretty much anyone else was a better choice, and he said, he's due.
Yeah.
So, yeah, there's a point where you feel like, you know, Chiefs aren't going to play their best game.
Yeah.
And the Broncos have to play almost the perfect game. I mean, they're not going to play a perfect game, but almost the perfect game. They've got to improve in the red zone. They've got to improve on third down. One thing we know, they're not going to be able to blitz Mahomes like they blitzed the past two games. But I would be really physical and jam their receivers and try to disrupt their timing. So you can still be aggressive in a different way. And with the return that I expect of A.J. Boye, you're going to have your secondary as good as it's been all year, playing well with the return of a starter, and you put Callahan in slot, you have Bosby for sub packages. I would be really aggressive with their receivers to try to disrupt timing, even if that means getting some holding penalties. Remember, when the Broncos got good defensively back in 14 and 15, there was a price of doing business where they took some late hits. They were, you know, playing after the whistle, and I'm not saying that's right, but they changed their identity.
A lot of
I think
Malik
the Broncos,
Jackson.
Yeah.
Malik Jackson led that charge.
Right.
But I think you got maybe get a couple of holding calls just to let them know we're not going to let you get free off the line of scrimmage. We're going to hold. We're going to bump. We're going to disrupt you. Try to get into their head a little bit that way and play a physical game, even if it's on the outside.
I want you to get into a little bit more about that, Troy, because you just mentioned A.J. Boye and the possibility of him returning. If he's in the lineup this week, do you expect him to be solely on Tyreek Hill, or do you expect him now to go maybe on a Travis Kelce, a guy that's a little bit bigger, not as fast as Tyreek Hill, but now maybe you put Boye on him where you're just putting one person to him, and now you dedicate two guys to a guy like Tyreek Hill as far as his speed goes? Or could you see a guy like Boye now on Sammy Watkins or the other their second or third wide receiver, because he hasn't played a ton of football. He's been out for a couple weeks. Or do you think the Broncos are just going to put him on Tyreek Hill with him coming back from injury?
Yeah, I don't know that that would be their best matchup. You know, AJ's a tall, lanky corner, and the strength of Hill is he's quick and in and out of cuts. I would think, again, if you were going to match him man once in a while, which I think they're going to play a lot of zone and drop 7 and 8 and play it that way, I think you could still be physical, but you're going to try to drop coverage. You're not, and you're going to sacrifice your run defense this way. But I don't see him playing a lot of man. You know, they're going to mix it in. I would put Callahan, if you're going to try to go man, I would put Callahan on Hill. They match up body-wise, body type. Once he gets around the corner, it's going to be tough for anyone, but I would prefer Callahan than AJ. You mentioned it. If I'm going to put Boye in man, I would try to find ways to get him on Travis Kelce, because covering Kelce with a linebacker, you might as well just say he's going to have 8 for 105 yards and a couple of scores, because they have tried that. It doesn't work against him. He destroys the Broncos over the course of his career. Literally, his career average against the Broncos is like 7 catches, 95 yards in a touchdown every time
he
plays him.
And with all due respect to Hill, he has certainly had his moments against Denver. Game in and game out over the last 9 games, Kelce's been the more consistent factor. He's been the guy to whom the Broncos look and have no answer whatsoever. I wanted to ask you a more general question because it's come up a lot this week. And again, I'm perhaps stretching the point, but I want to get your reaction to it. Is there a sign or two that Vic Fangio in the last couple of weeks has hit his stride as a head coach? I thought his handling of the Broncos in the days and weeks leading up to the New England game, as it turned out, was masterful. How do you suspect that is playing within the organization, and especially within the locker room itself?
Yeah, I mean, he's shown adaptability, compassion, perspective that sometimes gets lost by football coaches because they see the world through such a narrow lens of X's and O's. So I think I agree with you. I thought last week was his best week as a head coach in how he handled them playing through inconvenience and his game plan that, hey, you got a banged up offensive line. We're going to go at you. We're going to pressure you. We're going to force Cam Newton to try to beat us passing the football. And so that can only help him in the locker room because guys respect his knowledge of the game. I've said this on this program. They consider him a professor of football. Vic's knowledge is not the issue. It's the ability to communicate and relate to players consistently.
Exactly.
Something he hasn't had to do when it comes to the entire room. He's developed bonds with his defenders, especially when he stayed at a place 2, 3, 4 years. But that loyalty is to him as a coordinator. And now you're starting to see some, for me, just guys understanding him a little more. And frankly, him understanding how the room more. And that, and really it comes down to this. Orlando can say this. You can be a great coach. If you don't eventually win, guys just don't believe it. They don't buy in without results at some point. And now they're getting results.
When you look at this team, Troy, we haven't really found out the identity of this football team. With the weather restrictions this week and as far as it being snowy, it being a lot colder, you know, could this be something, honestly, a positive for the Broncos where now they have to use Phillip Lindsay, they have to use a Melvin Gordon in the run game, and now could we find the identity after this game with the Broncos?
Well, I agree with you, that they need to be a more physical team, and they were that against the
Patriots. Yeah, they were.
They won the battle of the line of scrimmage on both sides of the ball.
Yep.
I mean, they were physical the way they addressed the Patriots. And they took it personally, and I asked Bradley Chubb about that. You know, it's like if you're facing the Chiefs, it's like, yeah, at some point you do take it personally. They're the Super Bowl champion, and they're in our division. They've beaten us 9 straight, and most of those games were not competitive. I mean, at some point, if you're a type A personality, you got to be ready. Like, let's go. Like, I want to punch him in the throat. I might lose, but I'm not going to be cowering in the corner just getting my ears boxed. And that's what it's felt like at times the last few years. So I think they can be physical. My concern would be last year I thought the snow would benefit them in Arrowhead, and their defensive backs were on skates, the Broncos, and it benefited Mahomes. Because he's got such a quick release and he throws about 90 miles per hour. It didn't bother him. He could have been on rollerblades on ice and he was still throwing dimes. So while I agree the Broncos need to be physical, they need to also figure out a way to use the snow to their advantage, which I did not see last year. I thought it might bring the Chiefs back to the pack a little bit. And it unfortunately magnified more of the Broncos' weaknesses, and even though it was a low-scoring game. But I agree, I think their identity moving forward should be an aggressive, physical football team. And if they're physical in the run game, it will open some deep strikes. So they've shown they have no fear of throwing deep strikes, even at the in the face of logic last week on that last possession. But they have no fear of the deep strike, which is great. But for that to work, you've got to be able to run the football.
Troy, our thanks. As always, we appreciate it.
You got it, guys. Take care.
There he goes, our Denver 7 Broncos insider Troy Rank, presented by ROX Rocks Heating and Air.